Okay, the two dots have Lama Gimel Beis Hatokei L'Shir Yotze. We mentioned before the Misasik. If you're just playing around with it, we say not Yotze. But if you intend to blow the right thing and you blew it, but you didn't intend to blow shofar, you just blend to blow a song, that would sound like it counts. Blame the Misayalei, the Rava. Sounds like it helps Rava's opinion. We saw earlier, Damar Rava Hatokei L'Shir Yotze. Blow for just a song, musical accompaniment, which is Tzkiyah Shram Tru Tzkiyah, you'd be Yotze. Umar wants to use this as a proof for Rava. Of course, no, Dilma Takul L'Shir, now I'm Misasik currently. Maybe the one who blew shofar that way would also be called Misasik because he's playing around. He's not really, he knows what he's doing. He's not intending to actually blow shofar for shofar's sake. That might not actually count. So it's not a great proof. It's like Rava. It's not a disproof. It's not a proof. Mishnah, the quote, the last part of the Gemara before we get to the next Mishnah. Shomei Amin Misasik L'Yitza. If you hear the person playing around, you're not Yotze. Avama Shomei Amin Mashmiya La'atmo Mai Yatza. It implies that, again, if you heard from someone playing around, you're not Yotze. If someone playing who blew it for the sake of shofar for himself and not for you, then maybe you should be Yotze. That's at least for the kavana of being Yotze shofar for that guy himself. Was it lame to have to the Rabbi Zera? It sounds like it's against Rabbi Zera. That later, Rabbi Zera, the Shamei, he said to his attendants, "Ichaving the tuckle, have in mind, blow shofar for me, have me in mind." Dilma, ID the tana. Sorry, that's the question. That sounds like you have to have kavana. Or it says, not so fast. Not the rejection of Rabbi Zera. Dilma, maybe ID the tana ratio misasik, since the first part of the Mishnah discussing the one who's playing around in the shofar, you're not Yotze. So then we talked about Tana Sefer Nami Zasek. We talked about also the person who's blowing for himself. If you listen to that person, you're not Yotze either. But that shouldn't mean, if you listen to someone who's blowing for themselves, that's me, that's a Yotze. That was it was just a parallel structure of the Mishnah. Okay, now we're up to the next Mishnah, which will be our last Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah together. Last Mishnah. Seder Tzkiyos Shalosh Shel Shalosh Shalosh. The way that the Tzkiyos work, it's three sets of three by each one of them. I mean, we have Malchios, Jechronos, and Shofros, and each of those as, well, again, we'll see what three are, but we'll say now Tzkiyah, Trua, Tzkiyah, we'll call it. So three blasts, three times, or three blasts at each of these three parts of the davening. Says the Gemara, Shir Tzkiyah, how long is Tzkiyah? Kishalosh Truos, like the size of three Truos. And Shir Trua is Kishalosh Yvavos, like three cries. Three vowels are three cries. Very quick, like like that. Cries. Says the Gemara. It's the Mishnah. Taka Birishona, we had this before, right? Umashav Mishnah Kishtaim. If you blew a long shofar blast the first time, and then after you did the Trua, you do a second blow shofar blast that was doubly long, and it's the size of actually of two tekiyas, and you're supposed to do now a tekiyah and another tekiyah. So will this count as two? We know everybody said a few times already. Aim Biyadu El Achaz, it only counts as one. We're not masking for tekiyah to itself. We know that the shofar blasts are connected to the davening of Malchios of Kronos Shofros. What if I already davened? I mean, I was already mevarich. I davened already. And I didn't have a shofar at the time. And afterwards, achrach nismanel lo shofar. A shofar comes my way. What do I do now? Do I daven again and put the shofar blast in the middle of davening? Does the Gemara know? Does the Gemara tokeh maria tokeh? Shalosh Pamim. You do the regular three times, even though it's not in the context of davening. You do it three times anyways. Connected those three brachas in davening. But you do it without davening. You already davened. You just do it separately. And Kishem Shashiach Tzibra Chayv, just like Shashiach Tzibra Chayv to daven, sorry, not Shofar, but daven. Kachal Yachav Yachid Chayv. They'll do every person is Chayv to davening. Everyone's got to daven their own tefillah. They're not Yotzei the Shashiach Tzibra. Gamliel says, Shashiach Tzibra Motzi Yes Harabi Yachav Asim. Gamliel says, no. Shashiach Tzibra can't fulfill the obligation of each person, and they don't have, they can be yotze with the shliach tzibur. Our custom, as of course you know, is that we do daven, the shliach tzibur davens himself, we daven ourselves, and then you daven separately afterwards for the tzibur, and that's what we do the tzkiyah shofar, at least in the Ashkenaz community. If you didn't know, let's say, how to daven, and you daven everything out loud, and you listen to hekavona, hekavona to be yotze motzi, you could be yotze that as well. But otherwise, you should do it on your own. Okay. Where's about how we learn a brisa? Shir tzkiyah kitrua. We said in our Mishnah, the shir of the tekiyah is like shalosh truos. Now we say the shir of tekiyah is like the trua. So what does that mean? Amar bai tana didan kachashim tekiyah dekulu bavi. The truos dekulu bavi. Our tana, which said the tekiyah is like three truos, what he's really saying is that the trua is three cries. The tekiyah is as long as the trua, which is three cries. Meaning a tekiyah is like three truos means a tekiyah is like a trua because a trua itself is three tries. It's three three blasts of crying. And the Tana of the Braisa, Tana Bara, the Tana of the Braisa, Kachashiv Chababa Vasulo. He was talking about Tkiyas and Truas, not how many Trua blasts there are, but he talked about how Tkiyas, same size as Trua. Trua is three blasts. Kiya is the same size as those three blasts. It's true. So really, Rashi wants to have this out of here. The Mishnah, the Braisa, which say different things, are really saying the same thing. Just a question of whether you're calling Trua three separate blasts, or they're calling Trua one sound of three blasts. So we say it's like the three Truas, which means either it's like, you know, the three separate blasts, or it's like a Trua because it's like the true, which is also the same thing. I mean, they both agree. The question only is whether or not we're calling the Tzki over here and the true over here a single shofar blast, even though it has multiple noises attached to it, or it's called three separate ones. But they both agree that Trua and Tzki are the same size. By the way, when we do now in Shul, when we have in Shul, when you do Tzki, it's supposed to be as big, as long as the thing that it is surrounding. So Tzki should be the Tzki and the Tzki the same size as the Shvarim is. So if your Shvarim is like, so the Tzki should be like that. If you do Tzki Shvarim Trua Tzki, the Tzki should be longer. Because it's Tzkiya, Shvarim Trua, Tzkiya. So then the Tzkiya should be as long as Shvarim Trua is. Just a sign that you're, it's not really, it's just a sign that you ended off the set. Kigdol is when you end off the set. That's what you do Tzkiya Gdol. Like, it was finished from the set. It only has to be that size, but you can do longer to symbolize the finish of the set. But it doesn't have to be that long. It's just to symbolize. It's not really a chiv like that. Okay, even though everyone starts, that's what everyone cares about. Like, how long was it? Everyone, my guy, you know, he lasted. Yeah, it's like the Hagu version. Like, how many columns someone picks up? 26. Yeah. Hard. Okay, says the Gemara, Shira Trua Kigimel Yivavos. The Trua is three of these cries. Vatanya Shira Trua Kishlosha Shvarim. Now, Shvarim are longer. Shvarim are longer cries. Yivava are shorter cries. So over here we say the Arabic says three yivavos, and the Braisa quotes the shir of the trua is like three shvarim, which are longer. Amar Abaye b'ha vali pligi, meaning we said beforehand they don't really argue. We said two different Braisas about how long a tzki is greater than trua. We said no, they're just different reference points. They're the same. Here they definitely argue. Shvarim and yivava are different from each other. We're going to prove right now. The chesiv says about yom trua yelachem, says that you have a yom trua. It should be Yom Trua for you. And the translation of Yom Trua in Aramaic is Yom Yivava Yehelechon. That you should have a day of Yivava. Uksiv Be'imei de Sisra, the mother of Sisra. Again, Sisra was the general who was killed by Devorah, by Yael, really, when she stuck the peg in the tent into his head. So his mother was crying when he didn't come back. So over here, we have the mother of Sisra, Va'ad HaChalon Nishkafa. She was gazing out the window, waiting for her son to come back. V'tziyadev Eim Sisra. And she was crying. What does that mean? Mar Sarva Gnuche Gunach. What? We had to remember earlier, this idea earlier. One said she was like, she was crying, and it's like that. It's like, it's like a longer cry versus a, like that. That's how the Trua sounds like. I'm sorry for the noises, but that's how the Trua, and Nachalos says, Trua, the longer stretched out cry, or the bullet cry, right? That's the question we have right now. Gnuche Ganach is like the longer stretched out cry. Umar Sarva Yalula Yalil is the shorter bullet type of cry. Okay, and we know that our practice, we actually see today, we'll hopefully see today, how our practice came to be what it is nowadays. Back in the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, Yinayin D'Mishuv Shofar. So we talk over here about this idea that we're supposed to make these sounds. How do we know it's supposed to be this? Maybe it's a trumpet, not a shofar. Tamalom Ravarta Shofar. Ravarta Shofar. Part of the shofar trua, that you bring out the shofar making the trua sound. We see the shofar. Well, Eli Yovel, this puzzle recording over here is talking about the Yovel year on Yom Kippur, that you bring out a shofar with a trua sound. Rosh Hashanah, I mean, I have another Rosh Hashanah also the same set of rules, meaning you showed me a puzzle, the word shofar comes up, nachatotros, but that puzzle was not by Rosh Hashanah. How do you know Rosh Hashanah is the same din as well as by the Yovel year? It says in the discussion of blowing shofar in the Yovel year, blow on Yom Kippur, the Chodesh HaShvi'i. Now, Chodesh HaShvi'i, we know Yom Kippur is during the month of Tishrei, which we call the seventh month. Why would the Torah say to me again? There's no reason for it. It's extraneous. Says the Gemara, Chain Tavim Olomer B'Chodesh HaShvi'i. You don't need to tell me the seventh month. We know Yom Kippur is the seventh month. Ma'at Tavim Olomer B'Chodesh HaShvi'i. Then what do you learn from the seventh month? Shukol Truo Shal Chodesh HaShvi'i Yizeh Kazeh. That every other shofar blast that's done in this month should be like this one. So this one was done with the shofar, as it says in the pasuk, even though it's referring to the Yovel year. During Yom Kippur, But it says, it calls it again, Chodesh HaShvi'i. What it's telling you is that all other Shofar blasts that come in this month of the Chodesh HaShvi'i are all following suit in the same set of rules. Meaning over here as well, it's a Shofar. Fine. V'nayin she'pshuta lefaneh. How we know that you're supposed to start off with a single blast of Tkia in the beginning. V'avarta Shofar trua. V'avarta, like to pass. It's like a smooth movement. V'avarta is to pass consistently or constantly. That's a single Shofar blast. How do we know it also you end off that way? Talmud Lomar says, Taviru Shofar. Taviru Shofar B'machanet. Taviru Shofar. Again, the Shofar passes. So we have over here again by Yovel, two references over here of Avarta Shofar, Taviru Shofar. And that means Lavir is like to pass through, and it's a consistent single flow, and also a single blast. Being the Elabi Yovel, once again, this only helps him with the Yovel. Rosh Hashanah Minai, having Rosh Hashanah, the same rule applies. One more time. It says about Chodesh HaShvi, by the Yovel year. I don't need to tell us to you, because we knew already that Rosh Hashanah, that Yom Kippur of the Yovel year was the Yom Kippur year month, which is Chodesh HaShvi Tishrei. She called Truos HaChodesh HaShvi Zeh Kazeh. We said beforehand as well. All the Shofar blasts of the month of Tishrei should be similar to each other. Says the Gemara, how do we know it's going to be three sets of three? How do we know about that? Where's that from? Talmud Lomar, it says three psukim. Varta Shofar Trua, that's one. Shabbason Zichron Trua, that's two. Yom Trua Yelachem, that's three. The psukim have reference of three different, the Shonas of Trua, and we also notice, remember, we said this now, that whenever you have a Trua, you have a Tki as well attached to it. That's part of the, we'll see that in a minute, this idea. But we have three references to the word Trua, so we have three sets. We attach those three sets to our three brachas of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Question?
Yeah. We want to get attached.
What's that?
We want to get attached.
Well, we'll see in a minute how we get to one of each, one front and one back. We'll see very soon how we get to that. Okay. Says the Gemara, Minayin litein es ha'amur of shelzeh bazeh, v'shelzeh bazeh. Where do we come up with this, again, how do we learn out that we can establish whatever, again, we'll go back for one second. These three psukim are not written all by the same place. One is by Yom Kippur with Yovel, and two of them are by Rosh Hashanah time. So how can I add them together to equal three? Meaning, how we know, Minayin litein es ha'amur shelzeh bazeh, how can I take what's written in this one and apply it to that one, and what's written in that one apply to this one? We know I can take things in Yovel and add to Yom Kippur, and add to Rosh Hashanah time, because there's a puzzle with Chodesh HaShvi'i. But I can mix together, add 2 + 1 = 3 from all of them. How do you know you can do that? Again, I have two by Rosh Hashanah, one by Yovel Yom Kippur. So maybe I can do two. But how do you know you can add them together, make three when they're written by different parshas in the Torah? Regarding this, says the Gemara, the word Shvi is Gzeirah Shavah. We learn from Gzeirah Shavah. We are allowed to take teachings from Rosh Hashanah and apply them to Yom Kippur, of Yovel, and vice versa. Of course, it's a little interesting. So, let's go now through and understand what we just said. How does the whole blowing work? Shalosh Shein Teisha. We have three that become really nine. Why? Because you have three different brachas, and three at each bracha. We have nine blasts. Shir Tzkiya Kitrua. And again, the Shir Tzkiya is like the Shir Trua, the same amount of time. Whatever we call it. Wait, what do we call it over here? Shvar Trua means the middle one. Shvar is also called the Trua as far as we're concerned, halakhically speaking. Trua means you have Tzkiya. So yeah, we weren't sure exactly. With Gnuche Ganach, which is like worth Shvarim, or Yuli Yalel, which is the bullet cry like that. So we're going to see that our custom we have nowadays really take everything into account. We're trying to be Yotze every sheep that we have out there, which is like just Shvarim, just Trua, both of them. It's all to be covering every possible way of understanding the Gemara, which we'll see at the very bottom of today's, hopefully today's shir. Okay, back at the Gemara. And the Shir Trua is Kishalosh Shvarim, according to the Gemara here. The Shir of the Trua is like three of the Shvarim, the longer cries. Fine. Haitana Meikar Maisi Lab Akesha Vahasha Maisi Lab Gzer Shava? Question mark. Meaning, our Tana before, we asked, how do you know this applies also from Yovel to Rosh Hashanah? We said, there's the Hekesh, the Chodesh HaShvi'i, the Chodesh HaShvi'i, which is coming to reference every month that is, every Shofar blast that comes from, one second. Yeah. Chodesh HaShvi'i was the connection, the link between the Yom Kippur, Yovel's discussion. to the Hekesh to the Rosh Hashanah discussion, and we learn out from Hekesh, but now we're saying it's actually Gzeirah Shavah. So which one is it? Is the limud between Rosh Hashanah and this Yom Kippur Yovel year, is the limud a Hekesh, the word Chodesh HaShvi'i kind of combining them together, or is it Gzeirah Shavah, separate words, we make a drasha for them together? Which one is it? It sounds like over here now it's like Gzeirah Shavah. It's a Gemara, Achkamer, that's what it means to say. Elav Gzeirah Shavah, it is Gzeirah Shavah, but had it not been Gzeirah Shavah, we know Gzeirah Shavah is something learned out from your Rebbe. If your Rebbe didn't teach it, you can't make it up on your own. So even if you didn't have Gzeirah Shavah, you still get the same conclusion as the Gemara's point. We do use Gzeirah Shavah, that's what we have. But even if you didn't have Gzeirah Shavah, I would have been able to learn out from the Hekesh of the Chodesh HaShvi'i as well. Gemara says, but Hashu da'asya Gzeirah Shavah, Hekesh lo tzrich, tzarech. Now that we did get to it through Gzeirah Shavah, we do not really require the Hekesh to learn this halacha out. Okay. And another Tana says we have a different Gzeirah Shavah. Gzeirah Shavah we have of not from between Yovel Rosh Hashanah time, but between Gzeirah Shavah from the Midbar, from what happened in the desert and the blowing of shofar. The time of the Rebbeisa, Utzkatem Trua. It says Utzkatem Trua. You should blow a Trua, which means Tzkiya within Atzma. You should blow a Tzkiya. Utzrub Atzma. You blow a Trua. We see over here again that there's a Tzkiya and there's a Trua separately. Where's it? 1 second. Atza Omer Tzkiya within Atzma. Utzrub within Atzma. You want to tell me you have a Tzkiya and a Trua separately? Oh, Eino Ella Tzkiya Utrua Achasi. That really it's saying that Tzkiya and Trua, you blow a Trua. Not you blow Tzkiya, you blow a Trua. You blow a Trua. It's really saying that the Tzkiya is the Trua. Maybe it's not two separate things. How do you know it's two separate things? It says Gzeirah Shavah. Kshu Omer, we'll see. When it says Ubahakil Asakal, not Gzeirah Shavah, it's a limud of the Pasuk. Ubahakil Asakal, it's when you gather the nation together, titka'u, blow tariyu. Blow, but not a Trua. What do you see over here? Clearly, Avi Omer, Trua b'nei atzma. Sorry, Tzkiya b'nei atzma, but Trua b'nei atzma. The Tzkiya, do a Tzkiya, not a Trua, means not the same thing. They're independent. How do you know? Again, this different drush we see right now, learning out from the Midbar. How do you know that the Pshuta should come first, that you have a single blast before you have the Trua? Tamilomar, Utkatem, Trua. Munayin Shep Pshuta, Lachra, you know that you also end with a Trua after, between, how do you know with the key as well, with a Trua in the middle? Tamilomar, again, Utkatem, Trua means Katem first, Kia, and Trua second. That's the order. How do you know that Trua, that Kia comes after Trua as well? Tamilomar, Trua, Yitko. We have the word Trua one time written after Tzkiya, one time before Tzkiya. That's what we do. We blow shofar one, Trua in the middle, blow shofar part two of Tzkiya. That's not the drasha we need to teach us this halacha. You have Trua, Tzkiya, Trua, Tzkiya. How are you, Omer? It's Katem Trua Shenis. It says you should blow the Trua a second time. Shenitam will Omer Shenis. What? You don't have to tell me a second time. Why is it a second time? Zebanav is coming to teach me a binyanav, which is a paradigm rule, a new rule that you have. Whenever you see something, you know this is the rule. Whenever you have a trua, tkia is sheni to it. It comes after it as well. So it says, katem trua shenit. That means whenever you have any trua, you should have a shenit, a second tkia that follows it. Okay, now that's good. In the other midbar, that's only telling me about the midbar. How do you apply to Rosh Hashanah as well? Rosh Hashanah mean 9th. Hello, we're true Gzeirah Shavah. So here's our source we had also. We had a Gzeirah Shavah. We had a Gzeirah Shavah between Yom Kippur, Yovel, and Rosh Hashanah. We have another Gzeirah Shavah, different opinion, different shot, but same conclusion. That it goes Tzkiya, true Tzkiya. But instead of learning out from Gzeirah Shavah, from Yom Kippur, Yovel, to Rosh Hashanah, we learn out from the Midbar Tzkiyos to Rosh Hashanah time. Okay, but the same conclusion at the end of Tzkiya, true Tzkiya. There's different ways we got there in the end. Okay. The Shalosh Truos and Rosh Hashanah. We mentioned before, there's three Lashonos of Trua, of Blom Shofar and Rosh Hashanah time. Shabbat, Shabbat, Zichron, Trua. Yom, that's number one. Yom Trua is number two. Vavarta Shofar, Vavarta Shofar, Trua. And that's the third one, is that you have this Vavarta Shofar, Trua. Ushtei Tzkios, L'chol Achas, Sviachas. We said already that every time you have a Trua, you have two Tzkios surrounding it, one for them afterwards. We see now we have three truos and six tkiyas. That is the Iker Deraisa ruling. Says the Gemara, well, if you look at the Deraisa, they're not really all Deraisa. Shtai Medivrei Torah, really two of those three psukim you quote are Medivrei Torah. But Achaz Medivrei Sofer, one of them is really only the Rabbanan. You don't really need all three sets, only two sets are enough. The Rabbanan had you bring a third set in to be even handed. Your Malchios, your Zichron Shofar should all have Shofar blast to it. But you don't. One of them really is only a Darabana. The reason why Rashi points out is because I need one of them for a different drasha. I need one of them for Gzeira Shava. I need one for Gzeira Shava. I can't double dip with that one. That one. So therefore, even though it says 3,000 in the pasuk, it's really only two of them we're learning out from. The third one, I want to keep the consistency. Where is it right now? Which one's which? Shabbat Zikaron Trua and Vavarta Shofar Trua Midivrei Torah. Those are both our Divrei Torah sources where we learn out from those two psukim of the Tkia Trua Tkia twice, different places. But the third one, Yom Truya Lechem Latamoduba, it comes to teach you the idea for itself, teach you the Lacha. The Lacha over here was the Gzer Shava. Teach you Gzer Shava. So therefore, I'm able to know, learn out from the Midbar, or learn out from the Yovel over to Rosh Hashanah time that we are supposed to have Pshuta before and Pshuta afterward. Meaning Tkia first and Tkia at the end. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Bionasan, he argues and he says, no, Achaz with different Torah, Rishayim with different Torah. Only one of them is Torah based. The other two are needed for different drushes. And we, to the Rabbanan said, but be consistent and have two more, these Rabbanan, shofar blasts in your Shmuel answer. Which is which? Varta shofar trua is midirik Torah. But Shabbaton zichron trua and miyom trua yelechem, those are the Tamud Huba. Now we understand why you need to have one of those for Xer Shabbat. Why do you need to have two of them? Why do you have two? What's the other one for? I mean, I know one Tamud Huba, the Xer Shabbat we mentioned before. I need one of them for the Xer Shabbat. What's the second one required for me to write so that now with only a Derabanan source because you can't, it was used up already for some other teaching. Ma'al Tamud Huba, what exactly was the other teaching that it taught us? Biyom, sorry, Bibai, we need it. Biyom, Lo B'Layla. Teach you that the shofar is only, again, Yom Trua. Yelachem, the Trua is dafka a daytime mitzvah, not a nighttime mitzvah. That's what we learn out. Biyom, Lo B'Layla. The Idach, and the one who says that we have only one thing that's not deraisa. Two are deraisa, one's not deraisa. And the one that's not deraisa was leaning for the Gzeira Shava purposes. Then how do you learn out this halacha? Idach, Biyom, Lo B'Layla, Minale. How do you know that this halacha, this other person, that you only are blow shofar at day, not nighttime. Now, I've claimed to be Yom HaKippurim, says in the Pasuk, Yom HaKippurim, meaning the source that we have by Yovel. So we learn that from Yovel. Yom HaKippurim, Yalif, Nigmur Namin, Elif, Shuta, Elif, Anel, Pshut, Lacharea. So if I'm going to learn out as my source of is Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is the model now we're saying for the halachas of the shofar. And we learn out at Dafka B'Yom. Why not learn out other halachas also from the same Pasuk? For example, if Yom Kippur is the model, then why don't I learn out like we have by Yovel Yom Kippur, Pshut Lefanav, Pshut Lacharea. We had that earlier. So how come I'm not saying that's the source now for the Pshut before and afterward? Again, if you held by the Midbar discussion, then but you also need to learn out from Yom Kippur, tell you it's in the day, not in the nighttime. So then I'm using Yom Kippur anyways as my one of my models to learn out halachas. I should also use the halach of Pshut Lefanav, Pshut Lacharea by Yom Kippur as well to our drasha. Don't forget, Yom Kippur we said earlier, it says, at the bottom of Lam Yom Beis, it said, "How do you know Pshut Lefana? Avarta Shofar. Avarta Shofar Trua. How do you know Pshut Lacharea? Haviur Shofar." So once again, I had already drushes by Yom Kippur. I'm learning halachas Yom Kippur now to Rosh Hashanah. Why don't I use that halacha as well? Learn out that there's a Pshut before and Pshut afterwards instead of the drush we just gave in the Gemara. Gemara says, "Bidach B'yov Lelev Minalei." Not Lev B'yov. We just read this. Sorry. Okay. Nigmanam mine, Shulafnam, Shulachra, Vavarta, Taviru, Lomashvahu. The word Vavarta, and the word Taviru, those are two words that were brought down, which you said earlier on means it's a pass, like a single passing, a single blast. And that would mean that you have to have a single blast before and afterwards on Yom Kippur. We want to say now learn that over to Rosh Hashanah as well. It says that the person who made this Rasha, he didn't like that shot. He didn't feel Vavarta or Taviru was such a clear proof that it should be a tkiya before and a tkiya afterwards. So he kind of didn't adopt this pshat because he wasn't himself sure this was a great drush in the first place. Elamai darshabe, then what does he use them for? Because they seem to be extraneous words. What does he learn out? If he doesn't learn out from these words, the idea of pshut lefaneh, pshut lacharea, then what does he learn out from these words that are found in the pasuk? Elamai darshabe. Vavarta, the first one, Vavarta, he learns out kid Rav Masna. Alacha of Rav Masna. What did Rav Masna say? Damar of Masna, Vavarta, Derech Avraso. We had this earlier, if you remember, we had this earlier on. Put the blow shofar which way? With the small side and the big side going out. We said if you would somehow, but they put in hot water and flip it around where you made this big one, small and big, you're not Yotze. What's the source? It's our source. If you would put in a scalding hot fire You can then, blow glass, exactly. Blow gas, if you go to Venice, you've been there before. What's called, or Italy, it's called Murano. Murano is a glass blowing, like, haven of the world. Right? I went one time. You could, it's very malleable. That's what we said. That's not the case we said over there, but this is the case instead. The case was over here. You made the top, the bottom, the top. So it's doable. When you least people do glass, glass is malleable. You can move it around until it dries. What's that? Glass? I don't know what happened. There's nothing to do with the horn before, but glass is unbelievable. It's like they can shape it into the water. Yeah. I guess. Right. Yeah. Once it's been heated up so much, it's what's it called? It changes. It changes shape. It's.
No. It's a form.
Whatever it is.
Figure.
Okay. Now, but okay. Anyways, composition. Composition changes. Maybe.
I
want something different. Okay. Anyways, back in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, that's what Vavarta meant. Meaning, he says Vavarta doesn't mean a single true, a blast, like go out in front of you like a blast. What it means is, you're not supposed to do it upside down. You're not supposed to make the short, the thin part wide and the wide part thin. That's what we use it for. Not for the pasuk over here, we just quoted that it means that the shoot of the funnel. And how about Tavir, which means Shutlachareh? Tavir Dharma Rachman, Dharma Rachmana. Means not means not very biyad. It means you should carry it with your hands. You should be walking around with the shofar in your hands as part of your avoda. You could have said that's what it meant, and therefore I wouldn't be able to know for sure that from the pasuk of taviru shofar. I wouldn't know that meant that you're supposed to blow a single blast and after it's over. I didn't know that. It could have meant you're supposed to carry taviru like walk around with it. Mar says v'idach. Ever says no. That's ridiculous. Why? Rav Masna regarding Rav Masna's chiddush of make sure that it grows the right way. Midashani bidibure, the fact that midashani kra bidibure, the word kra is added by the Bach, that the pasuk deviated from its normal lashon, which is utzkatem trua, and here it says avarta trua. So I learned two things over here. Number one is that it's a single blast. Number two, that you have to use it the way it was growing out, avarta, the way it grew out. We learned both of them from that. Well, we can't because it's really two separate things. It's a change of the lashon and what it actually meant in the first place. So vavarta true meant to blow the shofar, and the word vavarta, which is a unique word to use, means that you can't, change the top, bottom, top, the composition. There you go. Maybe composition. Maybe. How about taviru biyah? What's about that pshat? Why is that not? Why that the idach? Why the person who learned originally the taviru shofar was able to tell us that the Kia afterwards. Why? Maybe it means what we said just now, which is that you have to walk around with it in your hands. Lo matzis amrus. You can't say that. Why? The Gemara Avra Rabbi Moshe. We have Xer Shavu, the word Avra from Moshe Rabbeinu. Where do we see that? Ksivach says over here about your shofar trua, that you should have your shofar trua that's blown be passed. Ksivach says over there about Yitzav Moshe, we have a cold machana. Moshe Rabbeinu brought out a coal, a voice in the machana. Malahalan the coal, Avkan the coal. It's like over there, Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Vayaviru Kol. Over here also, it's Vavarta Shofar, refers to the Kol, the voice of it, the sound, not merely holding it in your hands. L'hai Tana Demaislam, I'm almost done right now, I'll finish up in the last two or three minutes. L'hai Tana Demaislam, the Midbar, the one who learns out from the Midbar. We had earlier the Midbar, and we said, no, we make Xer Shava. We learn out from Midbar, not only limited Midbar, but from Midbar over to Shrosha. Now, well, maybe Midbar we know is with Chatzotros. It was with trumpets, not with a shofar. Then you want to learn out the style of the blast. You have Tkia, true, it's Tkia, from Chatzot, from the Midbar to Rosh Hashanah time. But still, maybe it should mean, if you learn real Xer Shava, that you should be using Chatzotros. You should learn trumpets and not shofar for Rosh Hashanah time. It's the Gemara. What is the Ezu Chag? What is the holiday? Shachodesh Miskasebo, where the month, what's the only holiday where the month is, the moon is covered in the month? Only the holiday we have, like, is Rosh Hashanah time, because everything else is in the middle or later in the month. Even Shavuos is the sixth or seventh day, and Pesach and Sukkot are the middle of the month, so it's full moon. So when we have a holiday that the month is being covered by, Avi Omer is Rosh Hashanah, the shofar, and the Torah says it's shofar. So shofar is the thing you should be using shofar blast for that the Torah is going to argue using Rosh Hashanah time. shofar blast. Says the Gemara further. Itkin Rabbi Avo b'Kesari. Rabbi Avo made a takana in Kesari. He made a decree. Tkia shlosha shvarim trua tkia. He said we should do tkia, three shvarim, a trua, and a tkia. All of them, he said. Manoshach, he said, I don't understand. What is the reason why to do it this way? Why are we doing a tkia, shlosha shvarim, trua, and a tkia? Manoshach. Iule yalil liavi tkia, trua tkia. If you hold that, what the blowing was, should have been, was this quicker bullet cry, we called it, do tkia, trua tkia. V'i genuchegon. It was the other option, which was the longer, like original cry when you first hear some news. The slower cry, the avit kia shlosh shvarim putkia. We call that shvarim. It's kia shvarim. It's kia should have been. Where it says misafgule, we're not sure. Ignuche ganoch ilu le'olil. So we're not sure. We do both. We're not sure which one to do in the end. So we do tkia shvarim trua tkia. Problem is maskiv la rabbi vira. Vira says that doesn't make sense. Dilma ilule yave. Maybe it was really the ilule. It was the bullet cry. The trua we call that. Become masik, shlosha shvarim, make sure it's kia. And now what are you doing? You're ending up now having a hefsek in your shofar blast. You have it's kia, then the wrong thing, then the right thing. But that means you separated the proper tkias from each other. I made a mistake in, it's like talking to me about my bracha. I did a part of the shofar that's correct, then the wrong one, and the right one afterwards. So my tkia was separated between the real thing, and I had a shvarim in the middle. So if you really are holding that potentially this is supposed to be, covering all of our possibilities, by doing it that way, you're ending up saying the wrong thing in the middle or doing the wrong blast, which would be a hefsek in the trua. Then the tkia the trua. So the Gemara, no. The hadra of it, tkia trua utkia. That's why we do in the end a tkia trua tkia. What's our custom we have nowadays? Every bracha has tkia shvarim trua tkia, tkia shvarim tkia, tkia trua tkia. We do that so that everything's covered. No matter which one of three is supposed to be, we do all of them. The Gemara says over here, Maskila Ravina, oh, sorry, El Rabbi Avo. One second. El Rabbi Avo? Maskila Ravina, Vadilma Gnuche Havi, Kamas Nifsika, Trua Ben Shvarim Litzkiya. Well, how about the other way around? If it's supposed to be Shvarim, Gnuche, and you put the Trua between this, the Gia Shvarim is good, and then the wrong thing, and then Tzkiya again, you made a hafsek once again between the Shvarim and the second Tzkiya. Yeah, the Rabbi, Trua, Shvarim, Trua. Because you go back again, and as we said just now, do trua shvarim. Sorry, tkiya shvarim tkiya. Rabbi Avo, my itzkin. What did Avo? What exactly did he establish? He said Avo established something in Kesari. What did he establish? Iginuche ganach ha'avdei ilule yaliel ha'avdei. What did he establish? If it was ginuche ganach, people already did that. If it was the shvarim, people already did tkiya shvarim tkiya. People already did tkiya trua tkiya. What did he establish? We say over here, misafkle dilma ganach yaliel. Maybe it should be both. A shvarim trua. That's what he wasn't sure about. So he said, therefore, what we do is we should have tkiya, shvarim trua, tkiya. That's what he was mitaka. That was his new chiddush he had. Everyone else was already playing around with the tkiya, shvarim tkiya, and tkiya trua tkiya, but he was the one to invent the tkiya, shvarim trua, tkiya move. Yachi, the avid nami ibcha, tkiya trua, tosha shvarim tkiya. Why don't we do it that way? Why don't we do tkiya, trua, shvarim tkiya? Like with the switching around the shvarim and the tkiya of the trua order. Dilma Yalil the Ganach. Maybe it was first it was a Yalil, then it was a Ganach. Maybe it was first the quick cry, then the slower cry. Where it says, no. You ever people cry, they never cry that way. Stum with the Milsa. The way it works, he misra b'inish Milsa. When a person has something terrible happen, bad happen, the Resha Ganach, the beginning, you go, like that. You first have a Ganach, you first have a slower cry, and afterwards, v'hadr Yalil, and afterwards you have the bullet cry. Therefore, we have our tkiya, shvarim, trua tkiya. If you ever have those double cries, that's how you're double crying it. Stop over here.